For years, Western lawmakers have been pushing to treat wildfires as natural disasters. If they're natural disasters, a federal emergency fund would cover the costs of fighting them. Congress just passed a measure that will do just that as part of its sweeping new spending deal. The president signed it into law this morning.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock has been pushing for years to make this change.
Boy, I've been fighting for a fire funding fix since I became attorney general.
And that was 10 years ago. Bullock says the current system makes no sense. Natural disasters like tornadoes and floods get emergency money from places like FEMA. But wildfire response is funded primarily by the Forest Service. And in the last few years, the agency has had to cannibalize more and more of its budget to do so.
It really always has been sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Here's how it works now. Think of the Forest Service as a person.
Let's say that you have monthly household income to pay for your food, your bills, your daycare, everything. And you got that set amount of money a month.
But every month, an emergency happens that sucks up more than half of that household budget. What do you do?
So we'll borrow from all the other needs of the household, or in this case, the Forest Service, to pay for the fire.
The Forest Service has had to take money away from things like restoring trails, but also things like clearing out underbrush or making sure power lines aren't touching trees. Things that prevent future wildfires. Those activities get delayed. This at a time when wildfire seasons are running longer and hotter. Take the Colorado fire season of 2012. A mega fire was smoldering in the north. And at the same time, flames were licking at Colorado Springs in the south.
And actually burning into the city.
That's journalist Michael Kotis.
So that's definitely not our grandfather's wildfire.
Kotis just wrote a book about fighting wildfires. He says that season in Colorado is just one example of how wildfires have changed and how, in recent years, the Forest Service has been stretched thin. That's why Western lawmakers have pushed for treating wildfires as natural disasters. Now, the new legislation would create an emergency fund that averages $2 billion a year, expressly set for the Forest Service to fight wildfires. Sounds like a solution. But CODIS says not so fast.
Definitely, you know, there's a very expensive job to be done that really needs to be done. But a lot of fire ecologists would also cite a lot of money that was spent fighting fires that probably shouldn't have been fought or should have been fought in a different way. And that a lot of this money is spent on firefighting that isn't as effective as people think it is.
For example, he says, there's increasing evidence that dropping flame retardants out of airplanes doesn't actually do very much.
That's probably the most expensive part of our firefighting efforts.
And then there's another thing. Yes, CODIS says, summers are getting hotter and drier. And yes, the fire season is getting longer. But a big reason why fires have become more disastrous is this. People have been building more and more houses right where they happen.
My argument would be that most wildfires that get referred to as natural disasters, there's very little natural about them. More than a third of U.S. homes are now in what they call the wildland-urban interface, where they risk being destroyed by wildfires.
Still, Montana Governor Steve Bullock considers the proposed change a victory already. He says it's one thing Western politicians on both sides of the aisle can agree on.
Certainly there's things that separate us.
But he says whether you live in Idaho, Montana, or Colorado,
here's something that we can all agree on, and we all know that we need to get this done.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rae Ellen Bichelle.